I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
33-year-old dude named Travis walked out of a Walmart in Reno, Nevada. This happened on Tuesday night with about $800 worth of stuff in a shopping cart. And this isn't the first time we've heard these stories, but doesn't it amaze you that people were like, well, if I just load it up, maybe they won't stop me?
Yeah, they will. They'll stop you for sure.
Unless you could find like a really passive person that's a greeter at a door. Like you go kind of do like a trial run. You're like, they never say anything to you.
I mean, to be fair, they usually are like half asleep.
Like sheepish. I never understood that, too. I'm so thankful that any business employs the elderly. But it always, like, wouldn't you want your strongest and toughest at the door? And I don't mean
like
to be
really
mean.
Energetic.
Well, there's something like, because there's some, I mean, listen, I would never commit that kind of a crime. But you see it where, like, an old man or a woman, God bless them, they're just trying to keep their lights on and their rent on. And they get knocked over by some crook or criminal.
That's true.
Like, they get a stiff arm like they're playing football. Like, why can't we have them, like, I don't know, ringing us
kinda
up
like
or something?
A bouncer.
Yeah, like, oh, I am not taking a damn thing. I'm double-checking my receipt.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Well, anyways, this person walked out with $800 worth of stuff in a shopping cart, but he didn't realize that Walmart was hosting an annual Shop with the Sheriff event where cops take underprivileged kids on a shopping spree. So when Travis tried to walk out of the store with his cart full of stuff, security stopped him, and then all the cops chased him down, and they ended up arresting the guy. How cool is that of the kids? You're like, tase him! Tase him!
I love it.
Tase him, please!
Like a little crowd.
He was charged with grand larceny. All right, let's go to Ohio here. An Ohio woman accidentally set a multifamily home on fire when she tried to kill her bedbugs. Any idea? Well, I guess I kind of gave it away right there how she did it. The woman poured alcohol. Now, I don't know if it was like rubbing alcohol or she's like, I'm going to put some vodka over here. I got some.
I didn't even know that was flammable.
The actual alcohol, like rubbing alcohol, is definitely a little bit flammable. The woman poured all the alcohol onto the bedbugs on her bed and then used a candle. Not imagine it, but she used the candle. She did the candle touch to set them on fire. Firefighters were able to put out the blaze, but the home suffered $250,000 worth of damage.
I mean, at least the bugs got to have one last little party before they were set on fire, because they were probably all drunk. They're like, woo, we got vodka!
Or they're like, oh, the alcohol burns!
Chug,
it burns!
Chug!
Bed chugs.
Three adults were taken to a hospital because of smoke inhalation, but are expected to be fine. Overall, 10 people have been forced to leave the home. All right, let's go to Massachusetts. This is dumb here. You hear criminals, well, not criminals, but you hear about like politicians or different people. You're let down by them sometimes because they take bribes. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just, you know, faithfully serve and protect us, our people? Well, a former state lawmaker, this happened in Massachusetts, was charged with taking more than $1 million in bribes.
Whoa.
That is insane, including, and here's the insane part to me, maybe even like the easiest bribe to take, but he took a bribe for 704 pounds of free Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Holy Toledo.
Like, he really runs on Dunkin' that much that he took 704 pounds of free Dunkin' coffee. Former Senator Brian Joyce took bribes from a variety of companies and individuals looking to trade in on his influence and then laundered the money through his law offices. Besides the tons of free Dunkin' Donuts coffee, he also received a new Jeep worth $35,000. How do they think they're going to get away with that?
Holy crap, I don't know either.
And he got monetary kickbacks from an energy company, too.
Nice.
Like, don't worry, you can leave the lights on when you leave. We got you. It's
Ooh,
all good.
I'd love that.
And your final Dummy of the Day story today, this is going to be weird at Christmas time. Like, in a week or two from now, this is going to be really awkward for everybody involved. A Florida man attacked his sister, his mother, and yes, his grandmother, after they found him having sex with his girlfriend in the front yard.
Gross.
Just imagine. I want you to picture that, okay?
I don't want to picture it.
After being caught, the man wanted his mother to allow him and his girlfriend inside her house, but she refused. The girlfriend left, but the man stayed and pushed his mother to the ground. He also hit his grandmother under the left eye with a cane.
Ooh.
And hit his sister over the head.
Psh, psh.
Ow. He was arrested a short time later and has been charged with domestic battery and aggravated assault on a person 65 years of age or older. Does that mean you automatically, like, you're killed? Like, if you attack an old person, like, it's mandatory, you gotta go to jail?
I'd say so, yes.
Like, if you hit grandma,
they're defenseless.
Exactly. Like, that's your third strike right there if you hit grandma one time. But Alex, I know you're waiting until you're married, so let me ask producer MYK. How desperate do you have to be to hook up with a chick that you're like, well, mom and grandma, my sister inside, but you know what? I really want to do Betty Sue. So I'm going to go lay down right here.
Clearly he didn't have a car. Like me.
Is that what, yeah, what do you do if you have a girl and you don't have a car? Do you bring her home?
I have a place.
Okay.
I take her to the alley.
I've got a really nice spot with a bush by it. It's beautiful this time of year. All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.